Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including a new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In the 1970s, activist judges got the idea that they had the authority to raise taxes in order to reform the public schools. Of course, taxes should be a legislative function, but the activist judges, who believe in a living and evolving constitution, were determined to show Americans who is the boss. The judges started out by ordering schools to spend more money to achieve racial balance. The high watermark of those cases was the famous Kansas City, Missouri decision, which ordered taxes levied on the people of Missouri to build the world's most expensive public school. 2 decades and billions of dollars later, this extravagantly equipped Kansas City school is just as segregated as ever, and the test scores are just as low. When the lawyers and judges saw that desegregation was an academic failure and minorities began filing suits to return to neighborhood schools, the rationale for judicial supremacy changed to equity. Dozens of suits were filed in the 1980s under equal protection clauses in state constitutions to get activist judges to order state taxes to be levied to equalize spending on schools between rich and poor districts. But equity has been an academic failure, too. In the 1990s, the litigating lawyers changed their takeover rationale again. They abandoned the argument of equity and substituted their new word, adequacy. Activist judges have accepted these adequacy arguments in almost 2/3 of the major school finance decisions since 1989. But how much spending is adequate? The price tag for adequacy, calculated by experts, ranges from $5,000 in Illinois to $15,000 in New York. Because of the rulings of activist judges, a lot of school money has been spent on litigation instead of on the classrooms. But no one has proved any relation between school spending and student achievement.
Can activist judges be stopped, or will they continue to rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution or the will of the people? Find out what you can do by reading Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Or write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I can't believe it.
It's amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
Cardivite.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, stop repeat offenders, don't reelect them, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And I would like to welcome back KELE News Talk 1360, Mountain Grove, Missouri. Good to have you with us again. Now, it was last Thursday that I read an email from a listener that said, whether you know it or not, your property is being resurveyed by the state through your county. The results could cost you thousands of dollars in legal fees because boundary lines are being moved without informing the owners. And then she goes on and talks about the biennial report to the Michigan legislature, state survey and remonumentation. She says, my property is located in Bliss Township in Emmett County, and it's been remoaned, she says. Not by the county yet, but by the Department of Natural Resources. However, the county has told me that they will most likely adopt the DNR survey, making it official. As a result, my property lines will move approximately 150 feet, taking me off the county road and effectively landlocking me. I have owned my land for over 30 years. However, to take advantage of the adverse possession laws, I have to go to court to prove I'm eligible. The cost could be as much as $15,000 to reclaim my land. Another attorney said he could do it for $20,000. In the meantime, someone has tried to claim my land and forced me to go to court representing myself. She goes on to say that for others, they didn't know that the state was behind it. For others, they will not know until the next time they call for a private survey and get a nasty surprise. That's because no one has told you that the state is doing this. It is being kept very quiet. Even realtors, appraisers, bank mortgage lenders, and civic leaders other than the state and county are not being told. Unbelievable, but true. I got off the air last Thursday. There was a call at my desk from a gentleman that I did not know, but his name is Bob Schatz. Bob has, he's with the National Society of Professional Surveyors. He's past president of Missouri Society of Professional Surveyors and past president of Missouri Association of County Surveyors. And he brought me up to date on what was going on here. And I said, hey, we're wasting a great radio program. We should either be recording all of this or you do it live with me. So we're doing it live today. Bob Schatz, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. What about this remonumentation?
Well, I'm licensed in Missouri, so what I'm going to tell you is pretty much what Missouri does.
But won't it be pretty much nationwide?
Yes.
Because
yeah,
what I got's coming from Michigan.
Right. And I think several states, actually probably a lot of states, have got similar programs. If we could back up just 1 second.
You just back up as far as you want
to. Okay. All right. In Missouri, most of the surveys that were done beginning about 1815 and going up through about 1850. By the time 1850 got here, all of the federal surveys had been completed in Missouri. And this was as a result, as everybody probably is aware, of the Louisiana Purchase and the government's intent to divide the land so that they could get it into private ownership. The very early surveys up to the 1830s were monumented with wood posts, and obviously those wood posts didn't last very long. Beginning somewhere in the mid-1830s, the federal surveyors, the GLO surveyors, started using stones as the monument, and those tended to last a lot longer, and we continue to find those monuments even today. Unfortunately, over a period of approximately 200 years, a lot of destruction of the government corners has been done, and so the states have tried to perpetuate these monuments to make sure that they don't get lost. And Missouri's been doing this since the early 1970s, and probably was one of the initial states to have such a program. And what they've done is that they've got two programs. One of them is done by the county surveyors in each of the counties in the state. The other one can be done by private surveyors. And the surveyors themselves go out and identify these original corners or evidence of the original corners.
Now, I'm going to interrupt here, but how do you find evidence of an original corner? If it's gone, it's gone, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. the monument can be gone, and the corner can still be there, and the reason for that is a couple of reasons. When the government surveyors were doing the original surveys, they set a monument, but luckily, in addition to that, they also took witness trees that the government considered to be accessories to these corners so that they could be relocated. And in the early surveys, they tended to take about two trees per corner. In the later ones, they took up to four trees. And believe it or not, we are still in Missouri, we are still finding those trees on occasion still standing even from the 1820s.
They'd be white oak of some kind, wouldn't they?
Yeah, usually from the white oak group, although we do find an occasional black oak and even some stranger species. We find black gum, eastern red cedar. I mean, there's just quite a number that really kind of surprise us. But those trees can be used to restore the corner, to put it back in its correct position.
Oh, now, how accurate are those corners? Because a tree is going to grow.
Right.
And so that's going to throw that corner off, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily. We don't know exactly in all of the surveys, in all of the federal surveys, where they measured, where the surveyors measured to from the corner to the trees. We tend to think that it probably was either from the face of the tree or to the center of it. So if you've got evidence, either the tree standing or a stump hole from the tree, you can measure using several of those measurements and come out with a position that's going to be very, very close. And you got to remember, the monument was a stone or a wood post, so it's not like they're putting it on the eye of a needle.
Right.
So we're going to get it very close to where the original position was.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting today with Bob Schatz, and we're talking about professional surveying, the remonumentation of many of these states. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids, they're not genetically engineered, they're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Bob Schatz. We're talking about the profession of surveying and what is taking place. Bob, back to this lady, her name is Nicole, I believe, that lost some property because they resurveyed. The county apparently did it. This happened to be in Michigan. What is her recourse? Is that possible that they can just do that?
Well, it's not a resurvey. What that program, I'm assuming, I'm basing this on Missouri, what it does is it reestablishes or restores the position of the original corner under federal, state, and all of the court cases that I've ever seen. The position of the original corner cannot be moved. Once it's set by the government surveyor, the task of all subsequent surveyors is to put that corner right back where it always was. Now, in some cases, that's an easy task. In some cases, it's not an easy task. You mentioned that, if the corner gets lost, there are conditions where, because of dozing or other development, that a corner can actually become lost.
Right. Let's just look at it from a practical standpoint.
Okay.
People buy farms consistently, and we always say, I don't want to buy another farm unless it joins me.
Right.
All right, the first thing you do is you go in there and take a D7 cat and push out that old fence.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even think about there being a marker in there.
Well, and that's what's happened. And that's why it's really important that the states continue to do these programs. It's a really good deal for all of the landowners. And occasionally you run into a situation where one of the landowners, the corner's different from where they assumed it to be. Now, I'd like to say a couple of things that you wrote in there and address them. Missouri advertises in the local newspapers for a period of 30 days prior to the work on these corners being done. So I'm not sure how it's done in the northern states, but all of the landowners are given public notice through this advertisement that if there is some question about it, if they're aware of multiple corners, they can call the state land survey, which in Missouri is wrong, and try and find out if that corner agrees with where they think it's at. And so, you know, they do have some recourse there. In a lot of cases, it may not be a disagreement about where the corners are at, but where they've assumed the lines to be because of old fences. When you and I were talking the other day, we kind of acknowledged the fact that on a lot of farms back years ago, the common practice was to string the fence through the woods, basically from tree to tree.
Make squirrel fences. Yeah. Hey, that's still very common.
Yeah, it is. And consequently, the lines of possession or the fences get away from where the original corners are. And that's one instance. There are other instances where there are conflicting evidence. There may be multiple monuments out there, and obviously only one of them can be right. So, you know, there are legitimate disputes that relate to multiple monuments being...
Okay, let's take a break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Return. Bob, I have another email here from a different individual. And sender of this email kind of explains what they're doing in Michigan. And I've been doing this program long enough talking about these different programs that each state has. Once we start talking about it, doesn't make any difference what state it is, we'll start getting calls from all over the United States saying, hey, they've been doing this in our state for a long time. Now, let me bring you up to date on what the remonumentation thing is in Michigan. It's in Michigan. But since 1992, the Macomb County Remonumentation Program embarked on a schedule of replacing, restoring, and maintaining all land survey monuments in the county. Funding for the program is 100% provided by the state of Michigan. As of December the 31st, 2004, the survey firms will have reached a total of 1,385 monument locations in Macomb County, established 93 global positioning system, GPS monuments, and placed state plane coordinate values on 600 corner monuments. So I'll just bet you that this is going on all over the United States.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
Okay, now, they mentioned a 93 global positioned system, monuments. You mentioned that there could be multiple monuments. How could there be multiple monuments? And does the global positioning put in their own monument if it doesn't match the one that's already there?
Well, that's a real good question. And I think there's probably about as much confusion about this issue of global positioning as there is about the original corners. Let's start out with the corners themselves. As we mentioned, you've got corners in a lot of cases that were set approximately 200 years ago up to 150 years ago. A lot of time's passed, and sometimes the evidence gets a little faint. And many times, if proper care is not taken, then a surveyor may have declared that corner to be lost and established another one. And at some time later, the corner may be found, and so consequently you get multiple corners.
Now, let me ask you another question. But if a professional surveyor is doing this, why wouldn't it come right back to exactly the same corner?
Well, that's a good question. You know, a surveyor is tasked not with being perfect, but with giving their best professional judgment as to where the corner is. And there are several factors that enter into that. One of them is the amount of experience that a particular surveyor might have for retracing government surveys, for retracing evidence. That's not always an easy thing to do. There have been periods in our history when, because of cost during the Depression and during other periods within the last 100 years, when the cost of surveying was so great that maybe the proper care wasn't taken that it should have been. And so in many instances, you know, you're going to end up with multiple corners. Now, the other question that you've asked, and I think this is really kind of a critical one, is there's a widespread misconception that the global positioning satellites are producing different positions than the original government corners. And in Michigan, what they're trying to do is they're trying to put state plane coordinates on the original government position. Now, keep in mind, those monuments were set a long time ago. At the time that they were done, there weren't coordinates of any kind that were placed on them. The only thing that we had was a copy of the surveyor's field notes and a copy of their plat. And I've seen many writings here recently that have kind of blamed GPS for a lot of these differences in positions. And all the global positioning satellites allow you to do is to measure. You could do the same thing with a chain. You can do the same thing with an electronic instrument that measures distances. All they are is just measuring machines.
Now, that's, for our listeners that are not familiar with chaining something, we're talking about a certain type of surveyor's chain, right?
Yes. Yeah, the original surveyors actually used measuring devices that were looked just like a chain. I mean, if you went out and saw them, I think probably a lot. I had a one instance where in a local museum there was a chain in there, and they had mislabeled it. They called it a calf puller, and it's kind of, you know, looks similar to that. It's a length chain, and what most of the surveyors actually measured with was a half Gunter's chain, which was 33 feet long.
I was going to say, you'd be a long way from the calf. He's going to pull a calf with that.
Yeah, we corrected that. but they actually measured everything with a chain and not with a steel tape.
Absolutely. Now, here's another thing that I always wondered about. Hills and hollers. How do you get across these canyons? And I mean, even in our part of the country, we've got places that it's almost you can't even walk across, much less how you're going to survey through there. And how does that affect the acreage?
Well, you know, we've got it a lot easier than the original surveyors did. They, like I said, they used a length chain to measure with. And when the deputy surveyor swore the chainmen in, he made them swear that they would carry the chain level. All distances that are surveyed are measured horizontally.
But how do you carry a chain level across Grand Canyon?
Well, not very easily. they had a technique that they called breaking the chain. And so if the slope was too great, what they actually did is they just measured with part of the chain and they might have only gone out 5 or 6 or 10 feet, and then they'd drop down and measure another 5 or 6 or 10 feet.
Okay, let's take a break. Bob will be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
AAM, the American Agriculture Movement, first made national headlines with the tractorcade to Washington, D.C. in the late 1970s. AAM keeps rolling on, fighting for parity for agricultural producers everywhere in America. Parity was determined by averaging commodity prices from 1910 to 1914 when the economy and prices were balanced among producers, middlemen, and consumers. Today's parity prices are adjusted to inflation. Today, 15 commodity prices average 60% below parity. AAM is pushing government announcements to be made far enough in advance that the producer will have adequate time to make needed adjustments in their operation. To join the American Agricultural Movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property right while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, don't ask him. He only works here. Derry Brownfield!
Bob, we have a couple of interesting callers here, but I would like to ask a couple of dumb questions, if I may, because this is all I've wondered about this literally all of my life. Number one is, a section of land is a mile square, right? I mean, 1 mile by 1 mile by 1 mile by 1 mile. That's 640 acres.
That was the intent, yes.
Okay. Now, out in that section of land, or it wouldn't have to be a section, it could be a quarter of a section. It could be a quarter of a mile square, which would make it 40 acres. But let's say that out in this square piece of property, you've got a mountain that would be like a hill out there that's shaped similar to what a tripod or a one of those things in Europe, huh?
Pyramid.
Pyramid, yeah. Now, we've got a mountain out in the middle of this 640 acres. How many acres would be in there? Would it still be 640, or would you measure each side of that pyramid?
No, it's still 640 acres. You've just got 640 acres of steep land.
Okay, but let's say we're going to sell acre plots off of that to build on. You could sell way more than any 640 plots, could you not?
No, why? because surveyors measure in horizontal distances. So no matter what the topography, if it's the Grand Canyon or the western states, which, you know, have a lot of mountainous territory, they're still selling the land based on horizontal measurements and not vertical or not slope distances.
Okay, but that doesn't look right to me.
Well, it is.
You're the professor here, so I won't argue with you.
Okay.
Okay, question number two is, somebody says, oh, I just bought a section of land. And I said, well, it's a mile square. No, it's not. Well, I said, then you didn't buy a section of land. Is any 640 acres, as long as it's in one area, you can't call that a section, can you?
Well, that's a long story. We probably don't have time to address it completely today. But the original, because the earth is curved,
right?
You can't lay out a completely accurate grid on a curved surface. It just doesn't work. And particularly with the methods that the original surveyors were using, because they were using compasses, which relied on magnetic attraction for them to determine their lines with. And so as a consequence to that, if you've got a township, which a perfect township would be 36 square miles consisting of 36 sections, they threw all of the air in those townships into the northern and the western sides of the townships. So you could have, if you're in sections 1 through 6, which is on the extreme north end of the township, you could end up with a section that is extremely short or extremely long, depending on where it's at. They had correction lines that ran east and west in Missouri, and all of the air in those accumulated airs got thrown into the last part of the sections up against the southern part of the correction line. And we have sections in many places in Missouri that are almost 3 miles long north and south and a mile east and west. So even though a standard section's got 640 acres in it, you can run into situations where they are something different than that.
Okay. Now, let's go to the telephones. Justin. Hi, Justin. You're on the air.
Yes. You got the facts that I sent you.
Yes, I have.
And what that basically proposes is that we put some restrictions, guidelines, and some teeth in it for these surveyors.
Okay, now are you're not a senator, are you? What's your background here, Justin?
A businessman.
Okay.
And
it looks like you've written some legislation, is why I'm asking this. You've written some legislation to Senator Chuck Ferguson.
Yes, proposed legislation.
Right.
Because I was dealing with him and J.C. Kushner here on some property here, and I was trying to explain it to them over the phone, and they told me to put it all together and send them a letter. So basically, what I propose is to put some restrictions and guidelines on these surveyors, and like, they don't all put their monumental stakes or their stakes far enough in the ground so that they can't be just kicked and pulled out. They don't all mark the stakes that they put in the ground. They might mark one corner or two corners or something, you know. And also, there is some dishonesty involved in some of this. And what I have seen is that the state law that we have now does not have any teeth in it. You can't hardly get a dishonest surveyor even in trouble. You've got surveyors actually over the departments that they do have, and it's kind of like having the fox in charge of the chicken house.
Now, you're talking about a surveyor like for DNR or one of the bureaucratic agencies.
No, I'm talking about basically all of them, private surveyors, too. The state law that we have now is actually as far as having any teeth in it or anything that you can actually go by to get something straightened out. What they do is they'll come out and survey, and then if there's a complaint or maybe it's just totally wrong, you've got to take the thing to court yourself. You've already paid $5,000 or $6,000, and they're putting it back on the property owners to try to make it right in court.
Okay, let's ask Bob to comment on that. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, well, the issue of monumentation, the state of Missouri has had a set of standards for surveying practice, and I'm licensed in four other states, and all of those states have similar regulations that regulate two things. They regulate how a survey is done, and they regulate the method of putting that on a survey plat and also with the monuments that are put in the ground. In Missouri, a semi-permanent monument, which would be a corner of a lot or something similar to that, has to be an 18-inch long, half-inch rebar with a cap on top of it that gives the name of the surveyor and his license number. And then a section corner, a permanent monument, that would mark a corner that would be to a section or a quarter section, has to be a 24-inch long, 5/8-inch rebar with a permanent metal cap with the surveyor's license number on it. Now, those can be torn out by, if somebody's just bound and determined to do it, they can tear them out, but somebody has to be pretty bound and determined to do it to get it done.
You don't use a rock anymore?
Nope.
You know, I have some property that has been surveyed. I think it was surveyed probably back in the 1930s. And there's marker, there's a hewed, looks like a hand-hewn rock standing on end at these corners.
Yep. And that was a common practice probably up until the 1940s. Most of the county surveyors would use something like that. And like I said earlier, that was also the common practice of the government land surveyors from 1835 on, to use a stone if they could, because it is more permanent, and they would have tended to recognize that. But there was also one other issue that he brought up that I'd like to address.
Okay, go ahead.
All states regulate the practice of surveying, and the reason that they do that is for the protection of the public, and because they recognize that if you have an unscrupulous person, one that either through lack of knowledge or lack of scruples, that they can do the public damage. The same reason they license doctors, they license attorneys, they license a number of professions, is because the state feels that for protection of the public, these people have to have a minimum level of competency. Now, if a surveyor is incompetent, and it was it Jason, is that his name?
Justin.
Justin. There is a board that's a state agency that regulates the practice of surveying and architecture and engineering and landscape architecture. And someone that has a complaint against the surveyor can file a complaint with this board. Now, before I would do that, I would certainly go and talk to the surveyor and see if, a lot of times it's just a matter of misunderstanding between the two parties and not necessarily that anything inappropriate's gone on. And most surveyors I know, when we get a call from a client, we want to do everything we can to make them happy and see if we can't resolve it before it gets to that other point.
Okay, appreciate your call, Justin. Let's move along. Do I hear music, Jeff? Yes, it is time. Let's take another break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. When we come back, we'll have Lou with us. And our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wait, The doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We have returned. We have a bank of phone callers. Jeff tells me he has room for no more callers until we move some along. So let's go as quickly as we can to the telephones. Lou, hi, you're on the air, Lou.
Good morning. This is Lou Gilbert. Bob, how are you doing this morning?
How are you doing?
Well, I wouldn't have even known about this show, but our good friend Craig Rubel called me, and I dialed it in, and I don't know, you know, what I missed in the beginning, but you all were talking about, Mr. Brownfield posed the question, well, if two professional surveyors go out there and do their measuring, I can't remember exactly how he said it, why can't they wind up at the same point? Well, number one, Mr. Brownfield, I am a retired government land surveyor of the Bureau of Land Management, the successor to the General Land Office, and I just wanted to, and maybe Bob pointed this out, but the thing of it is, the corners that were set by the original deputy surveyor, they are fixed by law.
Yeah, and you know that scriptural Proverbs 22, 28th verse says, remove not the ancient landmarks which your father set.
The problem comes whenever one of those become lost, and it's our duty to go out there and reestablish it.
Okay, thanks for the call, Lou. Let's go to Jerry in Nebraska. Hi, Jerry, you're up next.
Yeah, they're doing this same thing in our area, and they're telling us it's to set all the records up with this GPS system. We didn't know anything about it till we got a manila envelope here in January of 2004, and they sent maps and all kinds of paperwork and set up what they thought it should have been for us. And they said that if you didn't agree with it, you could send to them what you thought it was, which we did. And believe it or not, they did agree with us. So we got what we thought we should have had in the beginning.
Now, by what we should have had, what did you get? You mean they left your fences where they were, so to speak, or your,
right,
your
right.
property
the,
line?
Right, the acreage and so on and so forth ended up to be the same thing. But it took till February of this year before they finally decided that ours was what we had said was okay.
Could you know what she's discussing there, Bob?
No, I really don't. there's it may be something similar to the remonumentation program that we talked about earlier. It could be a tax assessment, too. I really don't know.
Okay, thanks for the call. Let's go to Drew in Arkansas. Hi, Drew. You're up next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Brownfield. You're right on point on the antique monuments that were posted there that you quoted there a second ago. I wanted to ask this gentleman, do y'all not use the GPS systems? I'm a principal broker down here in Arkansas, and we use a GPS whenever I do something on some of these dividing of property into to 10 and 20 acres from sections. We go to the ancient mark that was posted anywhere from 1836 to the 1850s.
Hey, hang on a minute, Drew. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Gary Brownfield Show.
One of the most popular films offered by the Gary Brownfield Show is Nation Adrift. It's an excellent video presentation of the moral and spiritual crisis in America and a history lesson concerning the religious roots of America. And it's now available on DVD. Nation Adrift chronicles American history from Christopher Columbus to the present day and clearly documents where and how the greatest nation on earth has gone astray as well as the way back. Nation Adrift will give a basic grasp of God's sovereign hand behind the history of our nation, which our founding fathers so clearly understood. To order Nation Adrift, just send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com. Okay, we're back. Drew, you were asking about the GPS. Now,
yes, sir. It's actually solved several problems that I've had when I've sold some acreage here in Arkansas and remedied problems where the people that were buying the land versus people that were already there, they were able to work out the minor disagreements once the GPS surveys came in because of the corruption of a previous land surveyor. And I just want to know if this gentleman used that or had thought about it.
Yeah, we do. I've been using GPS to do our measurements with since 1993. But the important thing to remember is that, as you stated earlier, the position of the original corner cannot be changed.
Yes, sir.
There's monuments out there.
100%. I actually have my surveyors go to the original point and work from there, and I'm present when that happens to make sure that they've got the original point. And I have, in one or two occasions, found that the original point had been disturbed, but we were able to find out that it had only been moved about 8 or 10 feet.
Yeah.
But anyway, God bless you for having this gentleman on there, Derry. You have a great day.
Hey, thanks a million. Very quickly, Bob, I have a farm that straddles the Montauk County line. Now, if you look at Montauk County on a Missouri map, you'll see that the east corner of the east side of Montauk County is a diagonal. So I have 7 acres in Montauk County, and the rest of this property is in Cole County. I'd like to know where that county line is. Is there any way that I can find that just off of GPS?
Probably not. But it can be determined. Usually the diagonal lines are run between two known points at each end of the line, and what you'd have to know would be where those known points are so that you could determine where the line would
be. Yeah, I want to know how fast a horse I need to get to cross the county line in case the sheriff comes.
Not very fast.
Okay, let's go to Ralph in Oklahoma. Hi, Ralph.
Yes, sir. Do you have any knowledge of earlier day surveying where they used astronomical sighting devices?
Yes, I do. We mentioned that the early surveyors used compasses and chains to do their measurement with, but one of the things, and this is something that a modern day surveyor probably wouldn't be able to do very effectively because we just don't do it anymore, and that's partly because of GPS. But they took astronomic observations using some very early equipment to do that to get their bearing basis. In other words, they would sight the North Star or some other well-known star, and they'd use charts and tables to determine where true north was so that they could get their north-south lines oriented correctly.
But I've got a book where they surveyed this, resurveyed the 1820 Nathan Boone survey that went bad, and they came through here in 1848 and 9, and it's got reference to that. That's what they, you know, they would camp as much as a week on each 5 miles, and you know, depended on the weather conditions, how well they, or how long it would take them to get relocated or reestablished, I guess.
To get their orientation back.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, do we have time for Angeline? Patty in Missouri. Hi, Patty. You're on the air very quickly, Patty. We're about out of time.
Okay, my neighbors had their property surveyed recently, and I've noticed that their fences are going over onto property that I thought was mine. Should I hire the same surveyor that they hired to do it, or do I need to hire a different one? Will these guys kind of stick together, or how does that work?
Well, probably the first thing I'd do is see if you could get a copy of the survey to see what it looks like. And unfortunately, fences and other items of indicating possession of the property many times are not on the line. You know, what I would really recommend to you is that you talk to your neighbor, and then you may want to consult an attorney to find out what.
Yeah, she would have right of adverse possession if she's had it fenced for a long time, would she not?
She could. She could, but I certainly would refer to an attorney to make that determination.
And would you believe the hour has gotten away from us, Bob, the fastest hour of the day. So may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Happy trails to you.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.